The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan visits Purdue on Saturday, a 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
This is Coach Harbaugh's assistant, JT Rogan. We're just waiting for Coach right here, so if you'd give me a couple minutes, I'd appreciate it.
Sounds good. Just let us know when he's on.
Thank you, sir.
On speakerphone, and you're ready, they're waiting for you. The other folks got done early. Just hang here.
Hello.
Good morning, Coach. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Chris Vanini, the All-American.
Coach, the 2013 and 2014 recruiting classes before you got there included a lot of talented guys like Taco Charlton and Jake, but how important were those guys in helping you kind of start the foundation for this program?
Very important.
How important was it to have veterans like that who could help direct the team?
It was very important. It's very good.
All right, thank you.
Your next question is from Adam Kilgore, Washington Post.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good.
There's been a sort of popular idea going around that that college football has just been a better and more entertaining product this year than the NFL. I'm wondering, with your experience in both games, do you believe that to be true? And if so, sort of, you know, why do you think that's been the case?
I don't know that to be true.
Okay, somewhat of a related question. Over the years, do you think college football has grown closer stylistically and maybe in some of the strategy to college football than the NFL?
I think they're both great. I think high school football is great. I think football is at the college level, the pro level is great. No, I'm not comparing either. I try to avoid comparing because something gets diminished. And whether it's, so I think they're both great. Kind of like comparing Tom Brady and, you know, Peyton Manning. That was a popular one there for a while. You know, they're both great.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Adam Biggers, FanRagSports.com.
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon. Going off your comment yesterday that you made about Jeff Brom, you called him the early national Coach of the Year candidate. Just doing a little bit of reading, what is your relationship like, Jeff? I know that your dad coached against his Louisville team in 1990. Jeff being at Western Kentucky, your dad's history, you know, kind of helping rebuild Western Kentucky football. Wondering how often you guys cross paths. What's your relationship like? You're both former college and NFL quarterbacks. Just wondering if you could detail that.
Yeah, cross paths really once at the Big Ten coaches meeting this summer, but had known about the job that he did at Western Kentucky, specifically him being a following his career as a player and as a coach, just been a somebody that's admired from afar. But then having a chance to meet him this summer, really liked him a lot. Was really impressed with his son who was there. Just a real coach's son. You know, had a nice short haircut, and you could tell the youngster was really into football, and that Jeff was a great dad, and that was my impression.
Has your dad ever told you I mean, I imagine your dad, you know, following Western Kentucky football. Has he ever talked to you about Jeff?
Some, just, you know, we both have, we've had a conversation about it, what a great job he did at Western Kentucky and how much he brought to the Western Kentucky University.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Aaron McMahon, inlive.com.
Jim, no Saturday, Wilton Spate was wearing a glove on his left hand. Was it an injury reason? What was the reason behind that?
Just something that we had tried out in practice, and he liked it. As some quarterback.
But no injury?
No.
Okay.
That was your question, whether it was an injury-related wearing of a glove?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No.
Okay. Did it have to do with the fumbles the week before? Did that play into a factor?
It was just something that we wasn't injury-related, and we tried it out during practice, and he seemed to take to it and like it. As you saw, I think Eli Manning was wearing a glove last night. The other quarterbacks do that from time to time.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Mike DeVebo, CNHI Sports.
Hey, Coach Harbaugh. You know, you're going to be at Purdue this week, Fair Oaks Farm, which I know you have a little bit of a relationship with. That's about 45 minutes down the road. Will you have any of an opportunity to go there, or will that bring back any memories of, you know, some of the fond memories you had there at Fair Oaks Farm?
I have great memories of Fair Oaks Farms. Don't think that we'll be able to work a visit into Fair Oaks Farms this weekend due to the responsibilities of the football game on Saturday. That'll have our full attention, but I do love Fair Oaks Farms.
Just a follow-up question more about football. Jeff Brohm has said that he kind of wants to do things differently, and he's going to have to show you some things that maybe you haven't seen before. How do you prepare for a situation like that where a coach tries to do things that are a little bit different, trick plays and things of that nature?
Well, you prepare the best you can on what you have to go on. In this case, you know, the three games and sometimes what teams have done previously with different employers, in this case, Western Kentucky, and then be ready to improvise and adjust.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned Eli Manning. Finn McAdoo had some pointed comments for him in their post-game presser, and I was just curious, over the course of your career, how have you handled specific critiques of players, and is there any value in doing that so publicly?
I'm not familiar with any press conference last night, so be.
Well, McAdoo basically just called Eli out for some of his mistakes, and I was just curious, when a player doesn't have a great game, how have you handled that in your critiques of that player, and is there any value in doing it publicly?
Well, I mean, you're asking me a general question, how I coach players, and yeah, I'd be willing to have that conversation, you know, some other time, but obviously you're trying to relate it into a story about, you know, different quarterback and, or, you know, somebody else's team other than my own, and rather not comment on another team other than my own, especially because I'm not familiar with what you're talking about. I didn't see any press conference. I hear you paraphrasing it, but, you know, it's not, you know, it's not something I am familiar with, and be happy to have this discussion when it's not related to something that you have specifically in, you know, in your mind.
Fair enough. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sure.